How hard is it when you're preparing when you don't know which quarterback you're going to get?
Well, you know, it is hard. They are two different styles. You've seen one play a bunch. You know, the other one hasn't played quite as much. And one is extremely versatile runner. I mean, he can be very productive. The other one, stats has, you know, Charlie's stats have not been too bad, you know, up until this point. So, you know, it's tough, but we're just going to go ahead and play our game and then just, you know, try to do what we do best.
You can even get the rookie too,
right? So you got to kind of almost.
Yeah. Work. I mean, there's no telling what's going to happen, but, you know, as far as we're preparing for a offensive scheme that we've seen up until this point, fortunately with the two that have played and Mettenberg has played a little bit, we've been able to gather some, you know, information, how they change their styles, if they do at all.
What stands out to you about Will Blackman's touchdown last year?
It's pretty cool, huh? You know, it really was. I mean, you know, to go in there, pull it out, and then catch it before it even hit the ground, and nobody knew, and he's turning around and running. You know, that was a heck of a – and I think at the time the momentum had changed, and, you know, so it was a big play for us, extremely big play.
Is that about as well as that play can be executed from
anytime, yeah. And I'm not being sarcastic, right. But anytime you could sack, fumble a quarterback, catch it before it touches the ground and score, you know, it doesn't get it much better than that. So that was well executed, and it was a heck of a play.
What can you guys do to get some more turnovers?
You know what? We just need to continue as coaches to put an emphasis on it. We need to make sure that we're trying to track them during practice, not trying to track them, that we do track the strip attempts, and that we continue to build a mentality that it is a takeaway. You know, we got a little closer to some passes yesterday, so that was good. You know, we are doing a good job with the sack fumbles. You know, those guys have produce for us as far as, you know, the takeaways, but we need to continue to work and emphasis, and it's a big part. Attitude is a big part of it, you know, so we need to create that atmosphere.
Do they have the right attitude about
takeaways? Yeah. I mean, everybody wants to get takeaways, you know, I mean, and, you know, we just need to continue. When you're in there playing, sometimes, you know, things are happening so fast. You know, that isn't the first thing on your mind. The first thing on your mind is do your job. But what we talked about, in fact, today, is when the opportunity presents itself, we need to make sure that we try to take advantage of those opportunities.
Can you talk about their young receivers, Hunter and Wright especially, and what kind of challenge they bring to
you? Yeah, well, Hunter is a big, you know, athletic guy that is extremely fast. Last week he caught a long ball versus the Browns and outran their secondary. When he finished, he was able to outrun their secondary. And Kendall, you know, right, he's just a extremely good playmaker for him. They try to get the ball in his hands, whether it's a screen or an under route and some deep balls, where Hunter is more of a deep ball guy, deep digs, goes, you know, that type of stuff. So, but they present, they're both very good playmakers.
Out about McCray's game last week?
Well, I think, you know, the way he competed and the way he was able to make some plays, a couple in the end zone, and then, you know, the one on the sideline that they initially flagged and, you know, picked up the flag, how he competed, you know, it was a heck of a deal. You know, we're very happy for Demetrius. He did a good job.
Is he in grass? We haven't decided yet who starts yet.
No, you know, they competed yesterday. We're going to do the same thing today. They both had good practices, so, you know, we'll continue to do that. Okay.
You mentioned the number rookie left tackle.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's going to play, but Lawan's been playing as their XO tight end. We call it extra tight end, so we've seen him a little bit. And, you know, he's a first-round draft pick. He's a good player. So, as what you find out is in most NFL teams, next man up, you know, they're usually pretty good. And, you know, he hadn't had as much playing experience, obviously, as Ruse, but he's a good player.
What's been the key the last 2 weeks in terms of fewer missed tackles?
You know what, Ryan? I think the guys just, you know, the coaches, first of all, you know, put an emphasis on it. We felt like it was, you know, the assistant coaches did a great job of in their individual taking care of it. And then our guys took a lot of pride of during the team periods of making sure we finish with proper leverage. You don't get to take them down in practice and stuff, but a big part is, you know, your proper leverage, making sure that you don't overrun the ball and you're in position to make those plays. Individual periods are where you could practice wrapping up and that type of stuff.